No doubt we're all familiar with the story of the emperor who had no clothes. That tailor who was able to say, "Emperor, I can make you the most amazing, amazing set of clothes that will be the talk of the town." And of course, the tailor was a swindler and was able to convince the emperor and all of the courtiers that, yes, indeed, this emperor is dressed in the finest of wear. And one day, as you might remember, the emperor goes out into the town, stark naked. But everyone says, "Oh, emperor, you're looking wonderful today." Except for the one boy who shouts out and says, "That emperor, he has no clothes." Well, John the Baptist was like that boy. John the Baptist was the only one who in the court of Herod was able to tell the truth. For you see, Herod ran a court of fools, with himself being at the head of the fool's parade. Herod lived in a court of make-believe, based on impulsive whims, relationships that were inspired by too much wine and no common sense. And into Herod's court comes John the Baptist. And we know from St. Mark's account here that Herod was intrigued by John. He saw in John a man of true integrity. John, the one person in that court who was willing to be truthful to the king. But sadly, Herod, like Adam in the Garden of Eden, when he found out that he was buck naked, rather than admitting what he had done and what he was becoming, he ran. And he hid from God through a life of amusements, drunken promises that resulted in his committing murder. Herod's character was as flaky as a teenager's shoulders dealing with a bad case of dandruff. He was always changing, no constancy, no reliability of character. Now contrast Herod with Jesus, who we are told in today's reading from Hebrews, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Jesus, the one who is constant. Jesus, the one who is the true king, who literally on the cross was the emperor with no clothes. But from that cross, he extended grace to all who would receive him so that we would be clothed in love. You see, in a world like this, there are always mad leaders living in the first century and maybe in the 21st century. And they live in a kind of make-believe world. But for those who know where to look for a true leader, we look to Jesus. And there's something about the nature of the church that is to be formed by King Jesus, the true emperor, shaping the lives of those who serve under him. Leadership really matters. The way people lead affects communities for good or for ill. And I love how in today's reading from Hebrews, having concluded with this understanding that Jesus is constant, that just before that verse, the writer has these words. "Remember your leaders, those who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith." When priests, bishops, those called to lead the church, speak the word of God, their lives are to conform to what they profess. Indeed, St. Paul, in writing to Timothy, a young priest, said it so succinctly. He said, "Timothy, watch your life and your teaching closely. Make sure that there is a correlation." Sometimes people say to me, well, I guess I have to go back out into the real world. And by that, they seem to suggest the world outside of the church. I want to suggest to you, that's not the real world. That's the world of mirrors. That's the world of confusion. That's the world of double standards. The real world is the world where Jesus is recognized as the true emperor. The real world is the world where men and women are seeking to conform their lives to his life. The real world is the church community where, responding to the grace of Jesus, our lives become like fruit that ripens within a community of love, where we are learning, as it said in that passage from Hebrews, to do a number of things. We're learning to live lives of hospitality, generosity, welcome, openness. We are learning to live lives of true compassion, where we are especially compassionate towards those who suffer for their faith. In our reading, this was referred to as those who are in prison and those who are persecuted. We are seeking to affirm in our day the sanctity of marriage as being a lifelong relationship between one man and one woman. It is a sacramental vocation. We're learning to live our lives in such a way that we understand that we are not to serve money, but that money is to be used to serve us. And so there are these very clear words: keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. You know, with Herod, that man was never content. He was always uneasy, always looking for that place of, where can I find human respect? Where can I get an audience? But those who are learning the way of the true emperor, the emperor Jesus, recognize that we are to be part of that community, the church, that takes to heart that to follow Jesus, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, means that you and I are wanting to grow in living genuine and authentic lives. Lives that are in the real world, and that we can see clearly all of those parodies of worlds, those worlds of make-believe, where people are saying, look at the emperor's clothes, when in fact, he's naked.